Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Right now, I don't want anyone to know but us. So we're using our phones to film it. This is a private conversation that I need private. I need it to stay private for now. This is hard. It's a hard thing, and I want us, all five of us, to hear it and just us kind of create a little bubble for us and let us just think about it. Okay, so I've needed to talk to you guys for a long time. It's true. But with you moving out of your house, I figure now is the best time ever. No secret that Cody and I have been in a rough spot for a long time. And I have decided to leave. I'm going to leave Cody. Just leave. It's a hard decision. I need to make a choice for happiness. I need to make a choice to have joy in my life and peace. And there hasn't been a lot of hope at all until I decided to leave. I feel strongly this is the best choice for me.
I was so worried this is what you were going to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, I knew you packed his stuff up. I mean, I knew that, but I didn't know how final it was or if it was just a break or something.
No, it's final.
I'm in shock. I don't really know what to say here. I don't know what to say to her. I can't tell. I don't know. I can't. It's not really computing, really. It's not really. It's just not making sense right now. I don't know what to say.
This is just a big announcement. Like, I'm not. I don't even know. I'm just processing at this point.
So I intellectually have known this was coming, but here we are today, and it's hard to know something and then to have it actually happen.
Hey, y'all, welcome to another episode of Everyone's Business But Mine with me, Kara Berry, Sister Wives Edition. We are on episode 4 of season 17, and I had to talk about this season with somebody. So join with me today is your favorite niche Instagram account, Kai of The Real Housewives Orders. Hello.
Hey, Diva. Thanks so much for having me. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
What a treat. It's so good to have you. You really are, like, one of my favorite accounts. And it's so weird, like, even though I'm, like, technically in the internet game of it all, I never think about, like, Instagram accounts being real people.
Right.
But like, you're such a treat. I really adore your account. There's so much humor behind it, and I really love it.
Vice versa.
So tell me, walk with me, or have me walk with you through your journey of Sister Wives. Have
hand you seen everything? Okay, so I'm late to TLC in general. I am a Canadian doll. Right. So Discovery Plus is very new here. I think I got TLC on my cable maybe like 3-4 years ago, but I actually binged all of Sister Wives last winter. So between like last November to February, and I watched it all. There were many points I wanted to give up, but I feel like I'm finally reaping the benefits in this current season.
Yeah, it's really like rare in reality TV where there's a payoff at the end of it,
right?
Usually things just get like worse and worse and worse, and then we're in the gutter, but now we're really reaping what we sow, and I'm loving it.
Like I was saying on my Patreon the other day that I like this show more than I'm liking Housewives right now, which is right? Shocking. I thought I would never say that. I thought I'd never be here. What?
Right. I mean, we've been in the upside down as a planet for years now. So, you know, everything is what we thought it would be, and vice versa. So, who is your favorite sister wife?
Okay. Well, I don't really have a favorite. That's tough. But as of right now, I'm really rooting for Christine. Christine, you know, she just has that sparkle in her eye. She's alive again. She has confidence. She's, you know, escaped Cody and just thriving. So I'm enjoying Christine. I like Janelle, and I'm someone who is like a Mary apologist. I really like Mary. I can't ever fully explain why, but I think we just should put some respect on her name for literally carrying the show on her back for the 90 seasons we talked about the catfishing. Like literally the only thing that happened was due to Mary.
She's kind of like Kourtney Kardashian in that, like, we kind of forget the history. Like Kourtney really did bleed out for the show a lot with her relationship with Scott. And now she's just sort of like a nothing. And, you know, to be fair, I do think that people don't give her credit for like how much she did give to the show in the early seasons.
For sure. Okay, so then that's why I like Mary, because she is the Kourtney of the show, and Kourtney is my favorite sister.
Well, there you go. So this episode begins with a drone shot for whatever reason. TLC must have upped the budget, and they were like, we don't know what to do here in Flagstaff, so somebody buy a drone, you know?
it was a choice. Someone was feeling artistic, artsy-fartsy. We love to see it.
Really? So I guess we needed to be treated to a drone shot of Christine's rental house backyard for whatever reason. But she's now back in Flagstaff. Avalon was born. She says that baby looks a lot like Tony, which, you know, it's a statement.
Can we please talk about that? I would... I think Avalon is such a cute little baby, but so please cute. Do not even make me try to visualize Tony as a female. Tony is, I'm sorry, one of the ugliest people I've ever seen on reality TV. I do not care. I have no qualms about talking shit on a straight man. He is so ugly, and to say that baby looks like him is a threat. I was mad.
And now we said it. Christine really likes Tony, which is so interesting to me because she really did not like him at the beginning.
Right.
But I think what she likes is that, you know, he loves her daughter and treats her with like any sort of respect, which is not something that she's used to at all.
No, she's never experienced that in her marriage.
Has no idea. Like a father who wants to be an equal parent. What? Who's that?
What does that mean? Truly will never have that.
any of them will. Will any of them?
No.
So Christine's also gearing up to like talk to the rest of the wives finally about the fact that she's going to be leaving. Big story with Janelle. I just have questions. Do you feel like Robin wanted to pull back on filming? Because I feel like we're not seeing anything about her life.
Okay, I wanted to bring this up later, but let's talk about it now. Specifically about Brianna. Like, do you feel like Brianna has just been erased from this show? Like, they used a picture to flash to her as if we don't have decades worth of footage of her. Like, is this a conscious effort to not put things out there because they spend time on Reddit now and their feelings are hurt? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, something feels very tactical about the fact that we're not really seeing anything from Robin. We're not in her house.
No.
The only shots we see are like from the closet when Cody's doing his manifestos, and that's really it. I think it's very strange. I think it's very strange to me. But Janelle and Cody then go on to Coyote Pass, and they've had this property for 3 years now, and have done really nothing with it except for use it as a parking lot for Robin's U-Hauls. There's a hole in there.
The fact that he was talking about still splitting the land up into five or three pieces, I don't remember the number, but the fact that they were still in such a, what felt like early stage this far in, was concerning. I mean, I'm someone who believes this will never happen.
Yeah.
Like Neverland, but at the same time, like, how do we not even have that kind of like divvied up, or I don't know, like 3 years and not know which lots will be properties and which won't?
It's giving broke. It's giving we don't have the money to even have conversations, so let's not even do it. Like, it's so wild to me. You're right. It's like so first stages, like we're in the discovery phase, as Karen Hugan would say.
Exactly.
It's weird. It's very weird. So
why don't they just sell it then?
I know. And like,
why don't they offload it?
With the way the market is here in America these days, like, they could be making so much money off of that property. Like,
what are they doing?
Stupid. They're just being stupid.
Okay, fair. Yes. Duh.
Just being big, big dummies. Because, you know, this all leads from, well, really, Robin's kid, what's his name? Not Savannah. Dayton. I have to go through the cities. Dayton getting to school in Arizona, and then Cody deciding that he was playing Million Dollar Listing Las Vegas and being like, this is the hottest market ever. We're definitely going to get the most for our houses right now. And then they sat there, you know, just tumbling into debt. So. So yeah, he and Janelle are out on Coyote Pass, sticks, as you put it, and basically Janelle's in a situation. The house that she's renting is going up for sale in a couple of months, but she has the option of buying it for a pretty good price, which she would like to do because it would just make things a lot easier for her, but the money that she would, like, she'd have to get a mortgage, and it would, do they have mortgages in Canada? Is that a dumb question?
Yeah, they do have, no, not a dumb question, but yes to the, yes, we have mortgages. Okay. I'm never going to be a homeowner. I'm not even going to be a condo owner ever. So I'm just a renter. So I can't tell you much about a mortgage, but they exist here.
They do have them. Okay.
They do.
Thank you. Because that would have really stuck with me this whole time. I'm like, damn, I got to Google this. So
no igloos, but definitely mortgages.
Fair. Okay. Got it. So basically she would have to get a mortgage, and that money might as well just go towards a new house rather than a fixer upper. So,
cause the roof is caving in case you didn't watch this episode, the roof is caving in on this house.
It's yeah.
She's the siding gone.
It's dilapidated. It should be a teardown. It's wild. So Janelle really wants to live her like Oregon Trail fantasy and get an RV and put that on the property of Coyote Pass. She can Savannah can live there, and it'll be like a motivational thing. Like, they'll be on the property finally. And maybe, you know, if we can go through like the Kim Zolciak Ask, Believe, Receive program, if we're on the property, maybe we can actually manifest there being a home there, at least one. So.
Maybe in the next 6 months, she asks.
The way Cody just laughed at her, like, girl, you're dumb. So I really love the scene because for once a wife is coming to Cody and being like, oh, I have this like pretty harebrained scheme, but, and you can't do anything about it. Like, I love that. Cause he's been doing this to those wives for years.
For years. She learned from the master. That's why she was so good at it, and how she like would keep sliding things in. Like, oh, I actually did already buy the trailer. And you're like, wait, what?
Yes. Exactly. It was perfect. It was flawless. I have no edits for Janelle's behavior.
Not at
Cody
all.
Cody really wants to like call this really stupid, but actually it was pretty brilliant. He doesn't have to do anything. She basically planned everything out for him. And listen, he's not going to be on that RV. So like, what does it matter to him really? He doesn't give a shit. He's not living
right. Even when she was like, are you going to come stay with us? And they kind of laughed. I was like, ooh.
Right.
Very telling.
Right. Like, well, you know, it's cold, you know.
There's no bathroom. Right. No plumbing. No internet.
No Robin. Cody makes some comment about how he and Janelle lived in a trailer when Logan was born, which begs the question of where was Mary living? But I guess we'll just move on from that.
The way I didn't even think of that.
The way nobody thinks about Mary. I actually thought about something the other day. I think in the first episode, Cody makes some comments along the lines of like, you know, I know that the husbands don't really fare well in a divorce because I have two wives who have been divorced and their relationships have gone badly. And I'm like, actually, you're divorced from Mary. Why are we not factoring that in at all? Like, what? Mary's all
out of sight, out of mind. She's at her little B&B.
And apparently she's going to stay there, judging by that preview.
Right? Ooh.
I cannot wait. I can't wait.
I'm happy we're getting into more Mary this season. Side note, because I feel like the first two episodes, she was not in them. And I was like, oh, this does not, like, this doesn't look good for her. So I'm happy she's, you know, back stepping in a little bit.
Yeah. She and her little heeled booties are back in. Back in.
She's so fun and quirky. She's edgy.
It's the haircut. The haircut
it is
really
the haircut. She got like so many angles to it.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So what happens after that? Oh, Cody then breaks down like, whether like what the relationship is with the wives in terms of like whether or not they've been teammates, you know, whether or not they've listened to him is what he actually needs. Mm-hmm. So he says that there are times where it's like 50-50 with Janelle. There are times when she's a good teammate and times when she's not. And then he says that Christine was compliant. This word for other people's behavior really, really gets me. He says that Christine was compliant up until they moved to Arizona. And she wanted to stay in Utah. But then he's like, you know, I always thought Mary and I were working with, she was working with me pretty well. Past tense, Mary. Past tense.
There's nothing there.
Up. Keep speaking about your relationship in past tense because it no longer exists, Mary. But anyway, then he says, with Robin, the whole goal was to be part of this family and to work together. And I kind of have a feeling that there was a breaking point where they don't want to do what the other wives want to do anymore. You think?
Right? Like, do you have eyes? Right. The sky is blue.
Duh. Literally. So then Cody tells Janelle that he has PTSD. From the last time they moved, and he just can't do it anymore. And then Janelle says in a confessional that sometimes she feels like Cody just doesn't listen to her. And it's just like in one ear, out the other. And yeah, I mean, that's very clear.
And there's flashbacks later to kind of prove that too, mm-hmm. that she's been dropping hints for years about what she wants, like flat out telling us. And, you know, he's just like, oh, this is the first time I've ever heard this. Like, that's so silly. Oh my God, where'd you come up with that?
Literally, everybody talks about exactly what they knew that Janelle's personality is like and her future plans, and that it's like, who's this? Who's that lady? He's wild.
You ever wonder what Cody would look like if he shaved his hair off?
Yeah, he would look like he deserves.
Okay, because in this scene, his hair was really flying back behind that visor. And really, I was like, oh my God, that's like a deeper receding line than even I thought. And then I was trying to picture him with no hair. And I was like, ooh.
Yeah, the wind was really telling on him that day. The visor was doing a lot of work, but still.
Not enough.
Yeah, Mother Nature had some other plans. And I loved it.
Mother Nature is Team RV.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. So then we get back to Christine and the fact that like Isabel's now going to be going to school in person, and how Christine basically feels some type of way because Cody made this point to ask Brianna to stay home so that he can have access to her, but hasn't even so much as sent Isabel a text in God knows how long. Probably just like, can I get my sweater back from your surgery? Just drop it off in the front yard of Robin's house, you know, just drop it off in the mailbox. I'll come pick it up. He's oh my God.
The fact that he doesn't text his children daily is, you know, like set up a service that it automatically texts your kids. Like
right.
That is the minimum you can do.
I love you.
Right. Like a heart emoji for God's sakes.
Right. Anything at all. Oh my God, he's a monster. The way he keeps trying to like turn this around on Christine as though she is the gatekeeper for his relationships with her kids or their kids. And he's like, you know, I just don't understand why Christine would be upset about this situation because she's been traveling and she's been doing whatever she wants to do. And it's like, this has nothing to do with anything.
At all. And he keeps saying that, and he keeps like trying to spin this like narrative that Christine is just so like H-word to get back to Utah that she's destroying this entire family. And right. It's like, wait, what? That's literally, no, that's not what she's been saying.
That she's like a complete COVID denier who's just like, fuck you guys. I'm traveling. Like, you know, it's so wild. It's like, literally, she's just driving to see her family members, the one that actually like her.
Her children, which you should also be doing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So then Cody says, deadass, in a confessional, that he feels like Isabel would benefit more from being with her friends during this last few weeks of senior year than being with him, and that if she needs him, she can just call him anytime.
But is that true? Like, if Isabel were to call him, would he pick up?
No, she can call. He didn't say that he was going to answer. He said that she can call.
Right. I wasn't factoring in that loophole. Silly me.
Robin will let me know if I can answer the phone or not. So Janelle invites everybody over to her backyard because she's got some very big news, and she is so giddy to like let everybody know that she's gonna get a fifth wheeler, which is basically like an RV that you have to hitch onto a truck. And everybody's like, what? Excuse me? Couldn't be me, girl, but have fun, I guess. Like, they're disgusted.
They're like, you want to live in that, like, voluntarily? Long term?
And you bought that sight unseen? Girl, are you okay? Like, well,
although when she was describing it as like a two bedroom, two bathroom, I was like, oh, that's chic. Like,
right.
My apartment doesn't even have two bedrooms. So,
yeah. I mean, listen, I trust Janelle. Well, I was about to say a lie. I was about to say that I trust Janelle's taste. And I do in some ways. Oh, this should lead me to a very special announcement, you guys. I have a special announcement of my own.
Ooh, tell.
Shout out to a listener. You know who you are. I should have asked you if I should use your name or not, but you know who you are. She got me a cameo from the one and only Janelle last week. And it really blew my mind.
At the front door. What did she say in it?
I'm gonna put it at the end of this episode, y'all can listen to it, but
I can't wait to listen.
Basically was like, I heard that you enjoy my fashion sense because I did buy a duster that she has, and she told Cody to fuck off last season. I bought it.
Okay, that was a cute look.
It was cute. And she, okay, so shout out to Jody of We Love to Hate Everything podcast. She wanted to know where Janelle got this like army jacket that she had been wearing last season. So she gave a few ideas as to where she got it. She couldn't pinpoint exactly, but she did give some suggestions. And yeah, she seemed very pleased that I liked her fashions. And, you know, we didn't get into the fact that she has me blocked on Instagram, but headway. I think I'm getting headway there.
Definitely. That's so nice. That's an incredible little gift. She's a fashion girl.
She is. She's a fashionista.
She loves fashion.
So yeah, everybody's like really cracking jokes. Mary, like, you would have thought she was at a comedy tour when Janelle said that she has to buy a truck. Like, Mary about fell out of that collapsible chair. She was like, bitch, you're stupid. She loved it, and I loved it too.
It felt like everyone was happy. Like, I feel like this is the final happy moment the five of them ever will have together.
No, literally, it was like Kyle Richards, like, we were all so happy that day.
Precisely.
So Janelle's thrilled, Mary's giggling up a storm, and then they're like, okay, what's your plan? Because Janelle's like, I think I'll be there for a year. And they're like, how are you going to be there in the winter? So Cody announces that they're probably going to build a little casita for Janelle and Savannah so that they can stay there and be warm, which okay
sure, I'll believe it when I see it.
Literally, like, Janelle, like, the casita, there was an outdoor bathroom talk. Mary really had a chuckle about that. It seems like a really expensive outhouse. And even the producers laughed at that one. So, yeah, it was, like, a pretty good time. But, yeah, basically, Christine is like, yeah, well, we're talking about the properties. I guess I should say something since I don't need one anymore.
So, on my way out.
Gonna have to plan that, but I guess we'll see. Okay, so then Janelle, yeah, okay. So then Christine says in a confessional that she's really got to tell them that she's not moving on to Coyote Pass. So, okay. Finally, Christine invites the ladies over for this conversation, and she says that she wants it to be private, meaning I guess she didn't want production there, so they have to film this all on their cell phones.
That's what I like, that was how I took it too, but I wanted to talk to you about this more because I was just like, wait, what? Like, I understand private meaning like I didn't want any producers there, I didn't want anyone really seeing this footage, but then I was like, at certain angles I'm like, did she film this after and just submit this? Like, are these like, what's happening here? I need a little bit of producer involvement, even if we're shooting on our cell, even if it's just one person. I need a little, I don't know, I don't trust them.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Yeah, the whole scene was like, you know, the opening parts of That 70s Show where they're smoking weed and you just like go around the circle?
Yes.
They're smoking. It was kind of like that. Like, just having very disjointed.
It really was.
So Christine looks so happy and she's like really chilling in her chair and she's like, you know, I've been meaning to talk to you guys for a long time. It's no secret that Cody and I have been in a rough spot for a little bit, and I've come to the decision that I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave Cody. I'm leaving. Bye. So
I got to go.
And then everybody, you just see everybody's reaction. Robin's little toothbrush eyebrows are just furrowed deep into her face.
Do you think that Robin knew ahead of time and like wrote down a list of questions to ask and had planned this a bit more? Or do you think she's that quick on her feet?
She had to have known because Cody brought those boxes over to their house. So.
Oh, damn, true. And I guess there's no secrets between those two.
No, I don't know. Like, even for Cody and his ego, I can't imagine that he could like keep that secret from Robin.
Fair.
I just have a hard time believing that she didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
I find it hard to believe.
Mm-hmm.
So she tries to formulate a tear, Robin, and she's like, you know, I knew that Christine, you had packed up Cody's stuff, but I just didn't know that you guys had made a final decision or it was just a break or something. And then she says in a confessional that she's in shock. And she doesn't know what to say, and things aren't really computing for her.
You know, it's not computing for me. That fucking front curl that is so tight and hairspray. Brush it out.
Talk about it.
The hair. Robin used to have such beautiful hair. Like, I've never been a Robin fan, but she had gorgeous hair. Now I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Why? Like, can just take your run your fingers through it?
That please.
Like,
shake your head a little. Bend over and flip up. Give us a little L'Oreal moment. Like something.
Shirley Temple curls are killing me. I don't get it.
So tight. So hairsprayed.
So tight. It's laughable. Like, it's distracting. Every time she talks, I'm like, yeah, my eyes just like gravitate towards that one curl and it pisses me off.
She's like, you know how like evil people age really poorly, or at least I like to think evil people age really poorly. I feel like Robin is showing her evilness by just, you know, the fashions, the hair, the eyebrow styling, everything. I'm just like, oh,
it's coming out of her.
Yeah,
it is. She
That's
doesn't
what
know
she deserves
it, coming out. Oh my gosh. Mary says in a confessional that this is a big announcement, and then she kind of stammers and is like, I just don't even know, like, I'm just processing at this point. But like, Mary's really pissed. What do you, as a Mary stan, think is going through her mind? Like, what is upsetting her about this?
Okay, I love that I'm now a Mary stan. This has really taken an aggressive turn, but I'm here for it. Okay, first up, I feel like her reaction to it was probably the most shocked. Like, I feel like she truly knew nothing, which is no shock to us, the audience. Like, Mary is so estranged, but I feel like her like reaction in real time was just like, holy fuck. I think she is having a moment of feeling, how do I say this? Like, I think she's having a moment of regret almost, like I should have done this 5, 10, whenever the catfishing was. Years ago, and I'm almost resentful that I didn't take that opportunity, and I'm in such like a shitty place, and right. I'm watching Christine go do this and live her best life.
Yeah.
Did that make any sense? I just said words, sure. I feel like.
No, I agree with you. I don't think that she knows that, but I think you're right.
No. I don't think she realizes that yet, but I think she's just having that like, oh, you know that like TikTok and it's like something good happened to you, but it should have happened to me. That's what Mary's feeling right now.
Right. Yeah. Her feelings are very interesting to me. But then we get to Janelle in the confessional and she genuinely looks upset, as upset as Cody should be, you know?
Right. And he's just like literally like had his head down the whole time. Even when Christine's like, we've been in a bad place for a while, like cut to him and he's literally like nodding his head in agreement. I'm like, oof, oof.
Honestly. So Janelle says like intellectually she knew that this was going to happen, but it's just like hard to know something and then to actually have it happen in real life. And then Christine turns to Janelle and says that she wants to talk to her specifically because, you know, she's planning on moving to Utah. She knows that Janelle's doing this RV thing, but hey, if you want my house, you can have it. And everybody's like, girl, hold on. One thing at a time, Christine, which I'm like, yeah, okay, fair enough.
What did you think Christine was going to propose? Because I was not thinking it was going to be the house thing. I thought she was going to be like, can someone stay with you for a while? Or like, do you want to come with me?
Yeah, I thought she was going to ask if like Gwen could come move in or something until she got an apartment. Yeah, I thought
right,
she was asking
okay. But yeah, they're like, let's rewind. Like, we don't need to worry about you like getting out of your lease. We need to worry about you leaving.
That's the only time I'm like, okay, girl, Christine, like, let's. What, like, I know
you can tell
preparing.
Yeah, you can tell she's had this conversation and she's just trying to like hit everything now, and she's like, okay, yeah, my list, it's like the house, I gotta offload, like, what's next?
Yeah, she's just going through a checklist at this point. So yeah, Cody asked Christine if she's saying this situation because Janelle needs a place to stay or if it was just like kind of good timing. And it's like, bro, she told you 7,000 times that she's leaving her ass. Like, this has nothing to do with Janelle, but okay. And then she's like, no, I just was offering. I actually kind of wish I had said this a month ago, to be honest. I don't know if Christine is like, Christine, a shade is growing in within Christine, and I'm really loving it.
I agree.
I really am liking it.
She's just having fun.
She's having a great time. I just love a woman who's over a man, just like so over him. I love that. I really love to see it. So then Janelle asks Christine, what's going on with the kids? What's going to happen with them now? And Christine's like, well, yeah, I mean, that's the hardest part, but like, you know, the kids should all be able to maintain relationships with their siblings, like, no problem. And we're all going to be in the same family. It's just going to look different. And so Mary, in a confessional, says, look, maybe it's because I'm just like very black and white, but if the women aren't married to the man and the same man, then you're not a sister wife anymore. It's like, right, Mary.
That's a very literal interpretation of it, Mary.
Yeah. So like, are you including yourself in this? Because you should be.
Right. When she said that, I was like, where are you, like, what are you trying to say? Where are we going with this?
Like, if anything, you're proof that that's not true because you're still here.
T. And like, I don't know. Mary's whole assessment of this is off.
It's very off. It doesn't make any sense to me, but I'm enjoying watching it. So then Mary says, like, at this point, I just don't know what all it means. I can't predict the future. I don't know what's going on. So Janelle says after 30 years, she just can't imagine how everything is going to look in the future. And that Christine has been the fabric of everything. She raised Janelle's kids while she was working. She was front and center in all of her memories. And you know, after a few decades of being in each other's lives, it's like Christine is just as prominent as Cody is. And
if not more.
Probably a lot more. If you really want to sit with that, Janelle, probably a lot more. So Robin then asked Christine if she's sure. Like, I could have just knocked her over in that chair right in that moment. Like, are you sure? Sure.
What a stupid question.
What is she, 12? Like, yeah, she's a grown-ass woman.
Are you sure you want to leave? Like, Jesus Christ.
Do you expect her to say, no, I'm not? Thank you for asking, Robin. I'm actually not sure. Thank you so much.
Hard-hitting journalism.
Oh, my God. So in a confessional, Robin, like, again, centers herself in the victimhood. And she's talking about how she was divorced and that was so hard for her. And it's still so hard. And that was just her with her three kids in a monogamous relationship. And what Christine's doing is breaking up 18 kids and grandkids and five adults and all of this. And it's like, I don't know, like, you don't really have to think about it like that. First of all of those kids still like Christine, so there's one.
Right. And ma'am, think about when you got a divorce, why you did it, because you were unhappy. And right. How are you not seeing this through Christine's eyes? I get it. Like, obviously being in it, you probably aren't as like open to recognizing that, but like, you can't be like, well, I'm someone who's been divorced before, but I don't understand what she's doing. Like that, right. No. And then also like, oh fuck, I lost that point. Sorry.
Rather than acting like there's going to be like international implications to Christine leaving. And it's like, first of all, Robin doesn't even talk to Christine. So like, why, this isn't going to be shaking her foundation at all.
That's what I was going to say. Like, what is so different about Christine leaving? Like, what in the dynamic will change? Because it seems like everyone is kind of doing their own thing anyways, right. And have been for years. So right. While yes, she isn't married to Cody, I don't really see anything changing that much.
Like at all.
Especially because like, a majority of those kids are older now and right. Can maintain relationships with themselves.
Exactly. Exactly.
Bizarre.
Do you think that Robin is actually like regretting the situation that she's in? Do you think that she like...
I think she's getting everything she wanted.
Yeah. Okay.
As someone with like an evil stepmother, she's giving that.
Okay. That's interesting.
Total domination.
But the victimhood is so funny to me because it's really diabolical. So she's acting like this is not what she wanted. I didn't ask for this. I really wanted that. But like, if you did, why did you sit there in your house? Like, acting like nobody wanted to hang out with you. Like, I don't know. She's annoying.
So annoying. Especially because, like, last episode, Christine was showing us, like, the diametrical opposite of that.
Right.
And being so supportive of Robin and really including her.
Right. When she did not have to at all.
At all.
I would have been listen, the internet's out. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shoot. We were supposed to call you. I'm so sorry. We really got caught up in the, it was just so quick. It was only 10 minutes.
Right. I don't know. Maybe the nanny can give birth and you can watch that at your own house. How about that? She like makes it all about herself. And then Janelle asks Christine, how is it that they're going to unravel everything? And Christine's like, well, we're not going to have to unravel everything. Like, it'll just look different. And Mary goes in and goes, it's not that easy, Christine. It's just not that easy. Like, it just doesn't look different. Mary, you don't hang out with anybody.
You don't even live in Flagstaff, Mary. Like, this is the first time we've seen you around in a group scene in forever.
You don't even go here, okay? Mary says in a confessional that she's not happy and that this whole thing makes her angry, and that when the wives all married Cody, they all made a commitment to each other, and that they were all going to, as a group of five, we're going to stick together through thick and thin. Then she goes, come on, guys. Can we just all get our heads out of our butts?
She said the B word. I think that was my favorite part of the episode because it just, the way it flowed out, I was like, this isn't a normal word to say on TV.
With such vitriol.
Get your head out of your butt. Hey, you.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Okay, so then Janelle asks about Truly, and she seems like, yeah, I mean, it'll be hard for her, but she'll be okay.
I'm taking her.
Yeah, like, she'll be good. And Cody's like, you can't take her. We're going to have 50-50 custody. And then he says in a confessional that he doesn't actually know how custody works, but...
Which, like, that's concerning. To have that many children, to have that many wives, and not even know just like the basic legality around your rights?
Ask Robin. Wouldn't you know? Like, what do you
She mean? Would.
So Christine looks at Cody and says, well, we've already talked about me taking Truly. And Cody's like, no, we talked about you leaving. We only had a conversation about the fact that you wanted to be let go, and I let you do that. I said okay. But we haven't had any further conversation. Like, literally, yes, you did.
We saw it.
Yeah.
We just watched it last week.
It's like unequivocal, and there's no way that that happened later. So what do you mean? Cody starts acting like a victim, and he's like, Christine didn't ask me if, you know, she didn't ask me if I wanted my stuff moved out. She didn't ask me if she could move to Utah. She just did it. And then Cody's like, you know, I'm going to have to be involved in Truly's life, and she can't stop me. And I'm just really not sure if that was her intention or not when she moved to Utah. So Christine says in a confessional, I just find it really ironic that now that I'm leaving, Cody wants 50-50 custody. Well, hell, he could have had 50-50 time with us the whole fucking time that we lived here. And if he wanted 50-50, he should have been around more. He doesn't get 50-50. He hasn't been around enough for that. And you know what? Snaps.
So many snaps. Like, I'm not someone to use the term mic drop. Like, that's really corny, but this was a mic drop. Hearing a sister wife swear.
Yeah.
Seeing the word fucking so obviously be like coming out of Christine's mouth, even though they bleeped it, you could tell she was saying the F word. It was like, oh, wow, she's mad. She's angry.
Yeah. Like, we were riding high on the butt wave for a minute, and then Christine just like knocked it right out of the park, and I loved it. It was so good, and she's right. Like,
it's so true.
Why on the planet? First of all, Christine could technically do whatever the fuck she wants because y'all aren't married, so doesn't matter. You have no legal right to her, and like maybe you do to Truly, but not when we roll that beautiful bean footage and we find out that you have only hung out with her like a couple times a week for the past several years, if that.
The last scene I can think of is him teaching her to bike and then giving up because she fell and cried, and he's like, ah, let's go inside. So I don't think going to a judge with that footage will bode well for Mr. Cody, but like, good luck, best of luck to you.
Yeah,
I actually want to see, I want to see it because that will be embarrassing for you, but great entertainment for me.
Truly is like, my body, my choice. I don't want to ride a bicycle. And yeah, like, he hasn't spoken to her since.
For real.
Oh my gosh. So Cody then starts to get a little snappy in a confessional about how Christine keeps complaining about my not being around, but this is plural marriage and this is what she signed up for. So then Christine tells the ladies that, listen, we'll figure out how to get together, birthdays, holidays, whatever, you know. And Janelle's like, I'm just worried about Truly, like, especially her relationship with Saul and Aurora, or whatever, what's her name, Ariella. Yeah.
I was going with Aurora. I was like, yeah, that seems like close enough, go for it. Isn't that one of the older sisters' names though?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, there we go. It's in the same family, the same mother group.
Exactly. So yeah, Janelle's asking about Truly's relationship with the younger kids, but Christine's like, Truly's actually really close to like Aspen and Kelty and Tony and Peyton and the other one, her husband that looks like the leprechaun, like much closer, Mitch. Yeah, that one. So
not a leprechaun.
You know, it's true.
And his little kilt, so cute. It's,
yeah, he shouldn't have worn the kilt if he didn't want the comparisons.
No, he didn't have the legs for it either.
I wish that they had like asked Robin what she felt about Christine saying that, because like, let's get into the real mess here. Like, tell us how you feel when Christine says that she's not really even close to your kids,
because those are the only other young ones left, right? Like, those are the only ones Truly would be like hypothetically close to.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't think we've ever seen them together, have we, except maybe at like Christmas.
Well, remember last season, they went out on Coyote Pass, and then Robin kept screaming at them to separate.
Right. But I think they hugged anyways.
I think so. I think so. Robin damn near had a heart attack about the idea of her kids being 5.5 feet close to each other as opposed to 6. But okay.
Disgusting.
Outside. Janelle says that there will never be another Christmas or anything. And Christine's like, yeah, I don't know. Cody says that he feels like moving to Utah is convoluted. I don't think he knows what that word means, but
yeah,
like use that in any area of your own life, sir, before you talk about Christine. He's like, you know, I just don't understand why she feels the need to move, because she sees those kids in Utah all the time anyway. And it's like,
yeah, now she'll just be closer and doesn't have to spend her entire weekend traveling back and forth.
Right.
Saves on gas money. Have you seen gas prices these days, Cody? Jeez.
Yeah.
Come on.
What would she stay in Flagstaff for? Literally just to keep Truly around so that you can maybe remember her sometimes and hang out with her.
Right? Like maybe call her once every 6 months.
Yeah. You know what a dedicated parent does when they actually want to spend time with their kids is that they move to the location where their child is so that they can be around them, you know? So interesting. He'll find it. So Robin asks Robin asks if this means that like Christine wants to be done with the adults, and Christine's like, no. But I'm not moving on the property, just so you know. I'm definitely not moving on to Coyote Pass. And then Robin says in a confessional that the idea of Christine being her sister wife or not her sister wife anymore feels wrong. And she's seen a lot of evidence of things going wrong after people separate out of a polygamous situation.
Right.
Okay.
I wanted her to tell us more about that. Like, what do you mean? Are we just like excommunicating Christine? Like, are we never gonna talk to them again? Like, it was so threatening and ominous, but she didn't really tell us what it meant.
Well, Christine did a People magazine article saying that she has not spoken to Mary or Robin since this conversation.
So, really?
Yep.
Mary really just aligns herself with the wrong people. Come on, Mary.
She's stuck on stupid, that woman. She is.
Yeah, really, I think she's just always really hated Janelle, so she'll never align herself with her fully, which is such a shame, because that's the winning team, the dream team.
Seriously, you're absolutely right. So then Mary says that she's noticed that Christine's been really angry, like, for years. Like, back when they lived in Utah before they moved to Vegas. And
decades ago.
Honestly? Like, girl. And then she's like, since Robin joined the family, by the way. So then she says, like, I just don't know how long all this has been happening, but I'm really disappointed. And then Cody asks Christine, what is it that she gains by leaving? Like, where do we start?
Have you seen her? She has a bounce in her step. Her skin is like shining because she's happy. Like, she's glowing. Yeah. Not shining, that's the wrong word.
Skin is glowing, hair is shining. Yeah, it's really like, it's like a transformation, like, truthfully.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen anybody do that with like anything other than drugs. You know what I mean?
Right? Or like, I'm so used to a housewife being like, I've changed this year. And it's like, okay, sure. But they didn't actually. Whereas this, it's like, oh, it's happening before my eyes.
True renewal by Christine Brown.
I'm buying it. And I'll recruit 10 people under me to help sell it.
Amen. Oh my gosh. So Christine's like, I'll have the support of my parents, my community. And Cody's like, well, you're leaving us because you don't like plural marriage. So how are you going to find a community in people who engage in plural marriage? And you know, you're not belong to the church. Like, what's the problem? Like, well, what does it matter to you? Like, what's the rub here? Then he also like glosses right over the fact that she's like, I'm going to be with my parents and my children. So like, that would be my community.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seems like a pretty good answer right there. But then Cody says the only thing that he can think of is that there must be some guy in Salt Lake City that Christine wants to date, and that she needs to be far enough away from Cody to get the stink off of her. And it's like probably.
The fact that he suggested that Christine has dick in Salt Lake City, like, good for her. I hope she does. I hope she is dating everyone. I hope her and Heather Gay are linking up and going for, I don't know, blind dating, speed dating, whatever.
Yeah.
But like, shut up, Cody. That's just like, that's such a gross thing to say about someone who's been very vocal and honest about how they're feeling and why they're leaving and what is waiting for them in their new life. Like, shut the fuck up, Cody.
He acts like she is some like gutter trash with like some sleazy boyfriend who's about to steal all their tens of dollars from my sister wife's closet to like screw over the whole family. Like, he where is your mind going, bro? Where's your mind going?
It just feels like such a last ditch effort to make him, I don't know, feel better about himself.
A victim. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. But like, honestly, I hope Christine has a boyfriend or two or three and she's thriving.
I hope that she brings that boyfriend to the middle of Coyote Pass.
Oh my God.
And just spreads her legs right up.
Yes.
Right in front of us.
Okay, I'm asking, I'm believing, maybe we are receiving.
Just get bent over right in that cistern, girl. Every quarter. Lot 1 through 5 and the cistern. And the pathway to get there, the whole thing. I hope so. So, oh my God. So, basically, Robin asks Christine if she believes in plural marriage still. Like, she's Tinkerbell or something. And Christine's like, yeah. And, you know, if people have a testimony, like, if they feel called to it, I'm fine. But, like, it's just not for me anymore.
Which was such a great response. Like, that was, I was like, that's so beautifully put, hun. Like, shut her up.
Shut her ass up. Shut that neck up. Like, what was she going to say that was going to be like, oh, I gotcha? Like,
right? So,
if she said no, what were you going to say, Robin?
Like, ooh, that's disgusting. How long have you felt this way?
Right.
Did you ever care about Cody?
Right. Right.
Robin loves a what if.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
She loves the hypothetical, Val. Loves the hypothetical.
What if you stayed?
How about if you did the opposite of everything you just said you were going to do? Have you thought about that? Are you
what
sure?
If Cody did stay with you? Would you, you know, think about sticking around?
Like, what? Cody has the audacity to say in a confessional that he was just spread too thin with all the families and that it just wasn't enough for Christine, and so like plural marriage just stopped working for her. Like, she's a spoiled brat who's just like Veruca salting her way through Vegas and just like wasn't enough. She's insatiable, and like I couldn't do anything to help her.
As if she didn't stay home and take care of all of the kids for the longest time. Right. Like, I think Christine, of any of them, probably knew exactly what this entailed and what her role would be.
Literally, like she said, I knew from a young age that I felt called to this. I knew what it was going to entail. Like, I wanted to be in this and I thought it was my destiny.
Yeah, and she had like real life examples in front of her too to be like, okay, this is how it actually works in practice.
Right. And so, you know, like eventually I started to like Kate Bush style make a deal with God and like really have a conversation about you know, my happiness. And I kind of look at God as like a parent. Like, I wouldn't want my kids to be unhappy, and I don't think he wants me to be unhappy like I am either. So, period. So then Cody starts to get activated, and he talks about how mad and how angry he is, but like, it is what it is. And, you know, there's just no sense in killing ourselves to redeem this marriage. And, you know, if it's not working, okay. And it's like, well, you haven't even lifted a finger. So.
And like, this seems to be the first time you've ever said that. Like, all the conversations Christine has had with you about this, like, you're so combative and have a response for everything. So it was just bizarre to hear him getting to this place.
Right. And I feel like he only has like brief glimpses of clarity, and then he like dives further into madness.
Yes. Yeah, small, very, small windows.
Very small.
Slivers.
So then he says, like, you know, he looks around and he says to all of these women, I'm going to be the head of my household again. I'm not going to be circumvented again. So if everybody's willing to conform to the patriarchy, I guess, because I've just been fighting to make everybody happy. My bitterness is out of trying to do that and not having the family that I thought about and that I designed. So in a confessional, Janelle just shrugs and says, I didn't know that I signed up for patriarchy. That's not what we agreed on early in our marriage.
I was like, get her.
Get her, Jade.
Like, woof.
Like, she really looked like, I've never seen Janelle that done
with no Cody. Even like after last season with the COVID of it all, I thought she was like pretty done, but this I was like, oh, she loathes him as well.
Yeah, it's really coming down. There have been a lot of rumors that Janelle has left because she was in Hawaii with Maddie and Christine on their like LuLaRoe special vacation recently.
Okay.
She's also been looking a lot happier, so I don't know.
Okay, I'm someone who like does not dive into the sister wives internet culture very much, so I like to just see what they're here. Right, I like to see what they're presenting me through the TLC lens, and but yeah. Like, I don't really keep up, so I'm like, ooh, I like to hear this. This makes me happy. Yeah. This gives me hope.
I'm very excited about that. But yeah, she looked like she did not like that at all. So then
Cody, I wouldn't either. Like, if my partner said that, I'd be like, pardon?
Is this a threat?
Right?
Is this like a veiled threat, Kathy Hilton?
Is bi a threat?
I'm going to take down Bravo, NBC,
Discovery Mary, Plus,
Robin, TLC Discovery Plus. Yeah.
The township of Flagstaff.
Oh my gosh. So Cody comes back in a confessional and says, ironically, Janelle did sign up for patriarchy. And Janelle agreed to give her will wholeheartedly to Cody. What? Did she write it in blood? Like,
he lost me at that point, because I was like, do you even have anything that legally binds you to besides like a mortgage? No, she, I think, confirmed that the house is in her name. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing, again, just being an idiot, loser.
So then Cody issues another threat, and he goes, you know, if I don't feel like I'm the head of the household, then I'm going to basically like separate the people who are insubordinate to the ones who are compliant. And he goes, I don't have time in my life to waste for people who don't respect me or treat me with respect. So we'll just see how that goes. Then he says, I'm disappointed in how I've managed this. And somewhere along the line, I should have taken the reins, but I felt like y'all's independence was more important. And so in that, we lost some form of unity. The way he acts like he is just like, Mary, take the wheel. Like, he is just like a passive participant. And he has been, and that's been the issue. And it's like, no, it's you're an absentee father and husband.
You've spread yourself too thin. Something you said a mere 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. Let's circle back to that and really unpack it, Cody.
Everything with Cody, it's like, this sounds like a you problem, not a me or anyone else problem. Like, this, you know, yeah. I don't have any empathy or anything towards you, because it's just like, this is a you problem.
1,000%. Like, you are not a victim to anything that you claim to be a victim to. Now, I've never seen nary a tweet. It even suggests that people understand where Cody's coming from. There is no understanding. And it's incredible to me that he just like cannot read the room. That he, like, do you honestly think that he just genuinely doesn't get it? Or is this like a very aggressive ignorance?
I think it's an aggressive ignorance, to be honest. Although, I don't know.
Yeah.
He feels like he could live in like that realm where you're just truly not one of this earth.
Right.
Huh. I don't know. I'm gonna need to come back to you on that. I don't have an answer for you right now.
Yeah, I've been sitting with it too, but you can DM me if you
okay.
Okay. So basically Robin says in a confessional that this information is going to rock the family in a very hard way if they're not very, very careful. What do we think she meant by that?
I don't know, but it was menacing. Okay. Again, I'm going to go back to the point of like, this really isn't going to change the family dynamic too much. Like, you're already living your own lives. Yes, you won't get together at Christmas, but it doesn't feel like you guys really were doing that a ton anyways. So, right. You know, it's just like, it's hard to figure out what this horrible, really traumatic unraveling will be when we're kind of already seeing the end result.
Yeah, like you guys have been deep in this for
years.
Yeah.
Before we even got to Arizona.
At least. So yeah, I it's very sinister and I'm not really sure what they're suggesting. But again, like producers, let's ask Robin some real questions. That's like, you're getting paid, girl. So
open up.
Let's ask her some real questions. Like, I want to know what she's really thinking. And I was praising the producers last week, but now I just feel like we're having a lot of missed opportunities for Robin to really be the true monster that she is. And I know her to be.
Right. Because they're kind of sprinkling her in, but in very edited segments, like a slight reaction to things that make you kind of be like, oh, okay, like she's not too bad, or okay, yeah. She kind of gets it, like she's understanding, but we need more.
Something ain't curling over for me.
Open the vault.
Open the vault. The episode ends with Cody saying, well, I guess I'm just sorry that we failed. Oh, okay, whatever that means.
Okay, Diva. Like, it was just like, I don't know. Have you ever had like a boyfriend, like sadly an ex-boyfriend trying to get back with you? And it's just like their last ditch effort is just like, oh, like the guilt. I'm sorry we failed. We really tried. It's just like, leave me alone. Go away.
Yeah, like, well, I guess I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
I guess you don't want me anymore, so.
It's giving like Disney adult your cosplay. No, thank you.
Exactly. Do you have any final thoughts from the episode?
No, this week was great. And I can't believe we're about to go to episode 5 and still have things happening.
So many things are happening. I'm so excited. We're going to see how kids all integrate with each other and how that goes. And I think it'll probably be fine, but we still haven't even gotten to the part where Cody like screams about the sacrifices he made to love Christine from that
right so. And then I have a question for you. I feel like you're better understanding of the timeline than I am. When do we get into like the Mary Leo?
I won't say
the dead name just because I don't know anything.
Yeah, I think they go by Leo or Leon.
Okay. When does that story happen?
I think this might be like an upcoming season situation because we're in spring of 2021, I think, and we didn't find out about Leon until like a couple months ago.
Right. Oh, mama, we're eating for the next few years. I love this.
I cannot wait. Gwen's gonna come out at some point as a beautiful bisexual butterfly.
Absolutely.
And yeah, I'm very excited. I'm real, real excited. And I want more Goofus and Gallant doing talking heads about how much they hate their daddy and how much they don't want to talk to him anymore. I'm missing that from last season. And I like
agree.
So tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram at The Real Housewives Orders. I really just post about The Real Housewives ordering food and drink. So if you're looking for something like, I don't know, gossipy, this ain't it, baby. You can also find me on Patreon at The Real Housewives Orders. It's lots of episodes. Kara guested, but yeah. You already plugged that on here for me. So
yes,
the girls know.
The girls know. Thank you again so much. This is a real treat. And I hope you have a good night.
Oh my God, Kara, it was an honor, a treat, so much fun. And we need to get together and do something housewivesy soon, especially with Potomac in the air.
Are you kidding? I can't wait. Count me out. Write me down, whatever the phrase is.
Count me out. Okay. I'll count you out then.
The opposite of that. Yeah. Write me in. Okay.
I literally cannot string a sentence together, so no worries.
I cannot talk to anybody for the rest of the night. Okay. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Hey, Kara. I heard from Kayla. It sounds like we have kind of the same fashion taste. We like the same clothes. And the army jacket, you know, I don't know. I would assume I shop a lot at Lane Bryant and Torrid and Dia and Company. So I'm guessing I must have gotten it at one of those places. So good luck. I think they kind of are kind of a classic, so you might be able to find them. So good luck with that. And I'm glad, I guess you got a cardigan that I was wearing. So anyway, here's a really cute, quick message from Kayla for you.